Planet Solance, Season 1. Episode 27, The Runaway Father. Lord Vitraz and Queen Kaylee had mixed feelings within them. They were not able to determine whether the news that they received was divine intervention of the astral world or an indication of an unforeseen disaster. The physician read their minds and tried to comfort them.
"You need not worry, my lord. This child will be the defender and a just ruler of Cretonia. His divine abilities and astral powers shall never be matched by even the most powerful, gifted man of Cretonia, for he is blessed and has inherited the powers of nature that has built the universe."
"O wise man, I believe and have complete faith in your words, but I am equally accountable to my subjects as they are to me. My daughter is impregnated by someone whom even she may have never seen nor known. The code of conduct, ethics, and moral values, of which I am supposed to be the protector, has been broken by my own lineage of blood. How shall I face the people who shall question the legitimacy of this unborn life dwelling within my daughter's womb? My daughter will be titled as a lady of a deserter."
Lord Vitraz kneels on the ground, weeping along with his wife. The physician lifts him and turns towards the door as they see Princess Davinia staring at them with a shocked face. With wet eyes and heavy heart, she tries to speak in a low tone. Queen Kaylee rushes towards her daughter and holds her, wiping off her tears. Princess Davinia looks at her and breaks down.
"Mom, what has happened to me? What is all this about this child and the people of Cretonia? What is going on? Please, tell me now."
Princess Davinia bursts into tears, kneeling down while Queen Kaylee tries to comfort her.
"Davinia, my child, please stop crying. We know it is not your fault."
While Lord Vitraz raises his voice in anger.
"Indeed. Indeed, it is your fault. You got paid for what you did. You disobeyed my orders and sneaked up on the roof to fulfill your blind curiosity. You now have to face the consequences. I am banishing you from the royal castle right now."
Queen Kaylee breaks down and begs for her daughter to be forgiven. The physician too tries to calm him down, but Lord Vitraz was up with boiling rage. All of a sudden, a flash of light and fog emerges in the room, revealing an old man appearing as a wizard. The wizard greets everyone with a smiling face.
"Calm down, O Lord of the Land. Calm down before you repent on your hasty decision. For you are the Lord, and your orders, once declared, cannot be withdrawn, even by you."
"Who are you? And what gives you the courage to stop the Lord of the Land from his rights? Guards, get him."
The guards, though scared from within, try to head towards the wizard. As soon as they go closer, they find their feet stuck on the floor. Lord Vitraz realizes that the wizard was no ordinary man, and he calms down. Lord Vitraz bows down and apologizes to the wizard, who releases the guards.
"Forgive me, O wise man, I was lost in my anger. What could I do? My own daughter has brought upon a great embarrassment to me."
"Calm down, O great lord. Your rule and justice has been praised in the universe by the rulers of other realms. Your deeds have always been pure, and you have been a caring father for your subjects. What you did was a symbol of truthfulness and honesty of your heart. Your value for equality is well justified by the act of you punishing even your dear daughter for her deeds that you assumed were punishable. But trust me, O great ruler. Your daughter is innocent and still a virgin. The child is an outcome of the union of two powerful male and female astral radiations, which are responsible for the formation of this universe. You are lucky to be a grandparent of such a mystical grandson. Not everyone are so fortunate to meet such a glorious fate.
I agree, O great wizard. But I am also tied with social responsibilities. A child needs a father to claim its legitimacy. Besides, if he is a man of such a higher degree of astral respect, why did he flee? Leaving my daughter alone, impregnated?
He vanished, not being aware of what had happened. Besides, he wanted to avoid unnecessary casualties when your guards would have attacked him.
Okay. I agree, but who is he, and where is he now? Which species of the animal kingdom does he belong to? I am afraid of how will this offspring look like.
He is no animal, nor a human. He is the lord of all those who have passed away. He is Lord Vedal, the angel of death, and the lord of planet Solance, the planet of souls.
Everybody appears shocked and shattered.
How can this be possible? I never got closer to him. Or did he? When I collapsed.
Relax. This is what happened. You used the shield of life gifted to you by the wise witch of the hills while you went past Lord Vedal. The beams of that shield of life, which is a feminine energy, penetrated within the shield of destruction, which is a masculine energy. The after effects of this union was such tremendous that it could have engulfed the whole planet and converted it into a boiling ball of fire. Fortunately, a stray soul swallowed this energy, expecting freedom from its never-ending journey.
Now I see. So, the shock waves were the result of this union. But then, the energy was grabbed by a soul. How did my daughter get impregnated?
The wizard nodded his head and smiled.
The soul that wished to be free from the cycle of birth and death failed to recognize that the energy it grabbed was the union of male and female powers. This union results into a new offspring on contacting the life force. The soul had no other option than to return the energy back to its originator in form of a new life. That is what, O great lord, is lying within your daughter's womb. These powers will make the child one of the most powerful rulers in the universe. So, my dear children, make a way out for your worries and let this child breathe in this world.
O wise wizard, I accept this child as my fate. But shall I ever, in my lifetime, see the father of this child? My never-wedded husband?